Ivanhoe Electric is planning to use a remanufactured 9.3m diameter Robbins crossover XRE TBM to excavate a 4 km long mine access decline at its Santa Cruz copper project in Arizona, where the company has now secured an indication of up to $1.1 billion in potential debt financing. A portion of the machine components have been used previously for the excavation of two declines at Anglo American's Grosvenor coal mine in Queensland, Australia. These components, along with newly manufactured components, are expected to arrive for assembly in Arizona in the first quarter of 2027. Tunneling is scheduled to start in the third quarter of that year, with the 4 km drive targeted for completion in approximately 12 months. The U.S. Export-Import Bank, USEXIM, has issued Ivanhoe Electric with a preliminary project letter, PPL, for potential financing of $1.1 billion for Santa Cruz, up from the $825 million indicated in an April 2025 letter of interest. The financing remains subject to further review and approval, with final USEXIM board consideration anticipated in spring 2027. Ivanhoe Electric identified the availability of the Robbins TBM in late 2025 and secured a binding option to acquire it from Robbins in March this year. Robbins, in turn, agreed to reacquire the machine from Anglo American. The Robbins crossover XRE is designed for variable ground. The machine can operate through hard rock, in pressurized or EPB mode for wet and running ground and mixed face conditions during a single drive. Ivanhoe Electric said investigations at Santa Cruz indicate that these conditions will be encountered during decline construction. The machine combines EPB capability with a bidirectional cutter head and high-torque cutter head drive. Its EPB mode allows the cutter head chamber to be pressurized against groundwater to maintain face stability and control inflows when crossing water-bearing zones and aquifers. During excavation, the TBM will erect a continuous sealed lining of steel-reinforced precast concrete segments, creating a permanent flat-bottom decline. The system will also incorporate a permanent conveyor, which has also been designed and supplied by Robbins, which will initially remove excavated material during the TBM boring operations before being retained for ore handling during mine production. Robbins will carry out a substantial overhaul and remanufacturing of the TBM before delivery to Arizona, including complete refurbishment of the 9.3m diameter cutter head at its facilities in Ohio. The TBM will also receive updated technology and modifications tailored to the anticipated Santa Cruz geology. Ivanhoe Electric puts the acquisition cost of the TBM and material handling system, including refurbishment, at approximately US$64.7 million, the mechanized tunneling solution replaces the roadheader excavation. Silica gel grouting and Relveyor material handling system proposed in the project's 2025 preliminary feasibility study, PFS. Ivanhoe Electric estimates the resulting net increase in initial project capital at less than US$20 million. The change also removes the requirement for a Class V underground injection control permit associated with the proposed silica gel grouting. Box cut excavation for the decline is scheduled to begin in the third quarter of 2026. Following TBM excavation from Q3 2027, underground mine development is scheduled to begin in Q3 2028. With first copper cathode production targeted for Q2 2029. The TBM could have a role beyond the initial Santa Cruz development. Ivanhoe Electric said ownership of the machine would give it the capability to pursue future expansion, including development towards the Texaco copper deposit approximately 2 km northeast of Santa Cruz. An updated PFS, expected in September, will incorporate the TBM decline, material handling system, and engineering work undertaken since the 2025 study. USEXIM's PPL follows preliminary due diligence on Santa Cruz and represents a step towards a potential financing agreement rather than a firm funding commitment. The application is being considered under the bank's Make More in America initiative, which supports U.S. projects intended to increase domestic production and strengthen critical supply chains. Santa Cruz is planned as an underground operation, producing 99.99% pure copper cathode on-site without conventional smelting. Comments.